decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, hey.
What's up?
What's up?
For crying out loud.
Let's do this. Ulysses, hey.
Hey, Ulysses.
Ashley Sheik, yes. Jacob Crowley, Growley, yay.
Hey.
Rita Bassinet.
Rock
woo!
That bassinet, Rita.
Hiro Yamashita, what?
Oh, everybody loves you.
Elizabeth Williamson, hey!
And all your kids, Elizabeth.
Athena Ginshard, what? Polly Butterfield, hey!
What up, Polly?
Valerie Fenwick, what? Katarina Moeller, Gabby, and Missy. Hey, what's up, girls? Ishan Vajpay.
Ooh, that ass.
Rebecca Lubich.
Oh, say so cute.
Kelly Brandt. Not your aunt. Yeah. Amy, you're a cunt.
I love you, Amy.
Erin.
Who it is?
Alicia.
Escalante.
Excelente. Leslie. What? Stop. I'll tell you who's coughing in a minute. Sarah Stefano, Jennifer, get up. Krista, get the strap. And Stephanie Stinker Rinker.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker.
So my son Xander, oh my God, this kid.
Coughing?
Oh my God. I want to put him in one of those TB like institutions. Like where Remember the good old days where if people were coughing a lot, they had TB. They went away for a while.
Isolated them. Yeah.
At a place with other people who are coughing a lot.
Right.
And then they could all just cough together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a tuberculosis group home.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they provided them snacks when they felt well enough to eat.
Yeah.
You know, lots of tea with honey.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you get
cough
over your
drops.
TV, come back to the house.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why do we all have to be kept awake all night by your coughing?
Oh, really?
I know. Poor kid. So I feel like I told you, because so 2 weeks ago he was sick, and then he felt better. He went to his groundlings class, you know.
I love that he's taking still, really?
Yep. Well,
Natalia took a class.
She did?
Yeah.
At the groundlings?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I don't know. She told me that her dad took her a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did she do like a drop-in?
I guess she did one session with her friend. She thought it was only going to be an hour and a half or something. And then when they took a break, they were like, her and her friend were like, not feeling it. Because they were older. They were like, there was littler, younger kids.
Oh, because you know why? It's like a one at a time. It's like a one-off, and it's a drop-in, and it's for kids 10 to 18.
Okay.
Xander's in a group for kids 14 to 18.
Okay, perfect.
And a lot of them are like 16.
Yeah.
So that would have been good for her. Yeah, but that's like five classes.
She had to do improv with like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah, they were like doing the yes and thing. And he's like, I'm at a park with like pterodactyls, you know. Right. And she's like, yes, and.
And weed.
Exactly. Yo. Exactly. Yeah. So they left. They went. The teacher said, you have. Why do you have to be somewhere? And she was like, yeah, we have an appointment. And they left and they went and got something to eat for the rest of the time, waited for him to come back and pick them up.
I don't blame her. Xander was very adamant about, like, I don't want to be at a thing with, like, young kids.
Yeah.
But 14, he felt like wasn't that young.
Yeah, see, why didn't
that's
they?
Like high, that's yeah, like
they should have figured that out.
14 to 18 is, like, high school age.
Yes.
And he's a freshman.
Yeah,
so
that's 14 perfect.
Year, yeah. But yeah, that's why he didn't do the one-time drop-in with all ages. I was like, that's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be all little kids.
Right. Yeah.
So
smart.
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
If she'd taken this one that's every Saturday, she would have been in there with Xander.
Oh, really?
Because
I told
enrolled.
Her about Xander, and I was like, he loves it. And she was like, well, I don't know. I got in a class with a bunch of young kids.
I know exactly what she's talking about because it's called their teen. They have two different teen sessions. One's for younger kids, which she wouldn't have gotten into anyway. It's for 10 to 13 and then 14 to 18 is a separate group. But then there's a drop-in that's for all those ages.
Okay. Well,
those little kids.
Yeah. I'll tell her to try again.
So anyway, Xander was sick and then he got better. And then he was back at school like all week, like the week before last week, and then last week when we recorded, I think I told you he was sick. Like that morning, I woke him up and he was like, I do not feel well. And he had a fever. He had a fever during the day. Well, anyway, it just was getting worse and worse, and his terrible cough.
Terrible.
Terrible, terrible cough. So that was Monday, Tuesday. So I guess I brought him in on Thursday?
To the doctor?
To urgent care. I brought him to urgent care because he was just, he had a bad cough.
Oh.
Bring him to, I know too. He said he felt like he had something in his throat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's just like, you know, how you get like, you got like mucus in there.
Right.
You know, you got from a cough. And he's like, no, it hurts like in my throat, but not like a sore throat. And I was like, oh, well, okay. Let's take you to urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
Good urgent care. While I'm there, by the way, I get an email from his school saying, your child has been absent for three. You can't come back to school without a doctor's note. You know who it was? Because my kids are at a small school. Mm-hmm. It was the same lady that was like, can you come pick up your kid? Because he ate a hot chip and now he's disrupting the whole school with his shenanigans.
That fucking hag.
Yeah. Yeah, that bitch. She writes, so I just wrote back. I was like, well, luckily we're at urgent care right now, so it won't be a problem to get a note. But thanks for your concern.
Right.
It's like, bitch, you know my kids. And this is not one of those like a robocall. Like, I get it when your kids are out a few days, if they send you like a robocall and go, you must get a doctor's note, whatever, bitch. Right. But this was not that. This is a small school.
Right.
And this is her writing me an email, taking the time to sit down and go without. No, how about like, you know, my kids are not like truant all the time. You know, we come to school regular. How about just like, hey, is Xander okay?
Exactly.
By the way, we're going to need a note of some kind.
Right.
Like, which still is annoying, but I would have. But and then I feel like, what about kids that don't have access to medical care? Like, what about people that don't have medical insurance who are out for 3 days because they have a fever and then they're coughing?
Right.
And their parents can't take them to the doctor because they're working or they don't have good health care coverage.
Exactly.
How about those kids? So they just can't ever come back to school?
Right. That's
like,
a good point.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. So anyway, they test him for COVID, which he'd already tested negative on a rapid test, but whatever. They tested him for COVID, the flu, and strep. Guess what?
Oh, no.
Strep.
Really?
That's why his throat was hurting. He felt like there was something in it because it was so swollen.
God.
So
strep throat.
Then they told me that what they're seeing a lot of is that these kids are, people are resistant to antibiotics right now.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why that is. So they stopped. Prescribing amoxicillin, which is really the go-to prescription for like a strep infection, and they going back to old school penicillin.
Doesn't it depend on the person?
Well, they're finding all these people it's not curing their infections. All these people that are getting given amoxicillin are showing back up
where
it didn't work, and they're showing they're strained the infections to be resistant.
Wow.
So they're having to change it up.
So they gave him penicillin?
So he's taking penicillin. And he 50s? Went back to school today, but he's still coughing.
Really?
But I was like, you have to just tell them. He can't miss that much. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to be out of school for 2 weeks?
Did he get sick on the trip to New York?
No.
How did he get it?
I think he went to this thing. He went to this like a party where all these bands were performing at someone's house. I think that's where he got it.
Wow.
Bunch of people like singing and in a tight space and a bunch of like petri dishes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Who knows where they've been.
Those were the days when those kids were little, when they would get sick all the time, constantly.
Oh my God. Kaylin knows.
Yeah. Right, Kaylin?
Amy has been sick for like 2 months. Like, it's just think that you're over it, and then she has a bad cough right now too, and she's had it for like a week, and she was just sick before that, and I was sick before that.
Wow,
it's constant.
It is. It's constant.
Oh my God, the kids were always sick at that age, at Kaylin's kids' age.
I know.
Constantly.
Constantly.
They go to school. They bring a new thing home. Another kid goes, and they have like. they have like shitty immune systems.
And then they get you sick, and then you're fucked because you're trying to take care of them, but you're feeling like crap. Yeah.
This is why, I recommend, Kaylin, this is why if you're at the mall and your kid wants a gumball and it falls on the floor at the mall, you give it to them and they pop it in their mouth. It's like basically like giving them an antibiotic.
Yeah.
It's like beefing up their immune systems. Everybody laughed at me. Everybody was like, wow, you let your kid eat shit off the floor? Yes, I do. Now, well, okay, this is a bad example because Xander's sick right now. But in general, my kids are rarely sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do give them food off the floor. If something falls down or if their fork falls, I just put it back on their plate.
Well, okay, maybe you're cleaning too much, though.
Adam would be proud of the fact that he ate an almond once and dropped it, and a pigeon picked it up, spit it out, and he picked it up and ate it because he doesn't want to waste the almond. And he's like, that's how we should be taking care of these kids. They don't wash their hands. Stop Purelling them from head to toe.
You know what? This might be the only time ever I've agreed that with Adam.
I know, because my kids are really knock on wood. Even a blind pig finds a
truffle.
Yes. yeah. I know. The kids have not been sick in a long time, thank God. Knock on wood. I mean, I had COVID like a month ago. I thought for sure these two are getting it because I spent like a whole few days with Natalia in the car. We're driving her around. Then I picked up Sonny I had him in the car, breathing on him the night before I got sick. I'm like, oh, those two are going down for sure. They didn't get it. They must have either already had it. I don't know.
Well, John and I, neither one of us got Xander's sickness either.
Yeah, thank God.
Nobody else in the family got it. That's Sadie didn't get it. None of us. Just Xander's. Just the cheese stands alone. Sick AF. Poor thing, though. He missed all last week because then they were like, well, the strep is going to stay contagious. Like, you can't go back to school.
Right.
So that was like Thursday morning, so he still had to stay home Thursday and the next day. Mm-hmm. Then she was like, you should be fine to go to your improv thing on Saturday. No, he was still coughing so much.
Yeah.
I was like, no, we can't. That's just a bad look. But then today, I'm like, okay, you're going to have to go to school, and I guarantee you teachers are going to be giving you a dirty look. Like, you bring in that cough to school. I go, you tell them I had strep throat. I've been on penicillin for like Thursday, Friday, set it for 4 days. Like, I'm clear.
Right.
To come to school. I just sound bad.
Yeah. Oh, Adam. Poor kid.
And then some teachers were, like, kind of mean about it. Like, one of his teachers. These teachers. I love teachers. Have I mentioned how much I love teachers? It doesn't sound like it.
No, you know.
Some of these teachers. No,
we don't. We don't like teachers.
We hate teachers. They're just lazy. Always going on strike for any reason. Mm-hmm. You know, they make great money. They're getting rich.
Yeah.
What's up with all these rich teachers?
And they got the whole summer off. They don't want to work.
We kid the teachers. But listen, teachers, like, give a cut a kid a break. Like, if they're out all week and they're trying, I made Xander email all of his teachers and say, listen, I'm sick. But, like, then they're like, well, if you're well enough to email me, you're well enough to, like, do the work at home.
Right.
It's like he's supposed to go on Google Classroom and do all this work. It's like, bitch, he's at home because he's not feeling well.
Yes.
He's literally was in bed all week.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but I don't know how he's supposed to, like, be expected to carry all, like, let him make up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. The teachers at his school are, in general,
that's good.
Really nice. One of the teachers was, like, giving him a hard time. For missing days. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. Well, I was sick.
What are you going to do?
I know.
You know who else is sick? Phil. He's been sick. This fucking dog. I swear to God. He's like, he's on a mission to kill himself.
What happened?
What happened? What happened? I was at the house over the weekend. Over the weekend. When was it? There was a day during the week last week. Natalia wanted to make this, like, cake recipe she found on TikTok, whatever. So I buy the stuff, cocoa powder, chocolate. She wants to make a chocolate and banana cake.
Oh, no, no, no.
Perfect for a dog, right? Yeah. So she's like, it's really healthy, but it's got, like, the cocoa powder and it's got, you know, like, a vanilla protein in it, like this, you know, whatever. She's a health kick. Bananas. It was really good. So we make the cake, and somehow so everybody at the house knows, including her closest friends, you don't leave any food. And then if you're going to leave something in the kitchen, like a cake in the pan still and it's cooling, you put it up high so that Phil can't. Everybody knows that. So one of Sonny's friends actually came by, and Sonny was, they were eating the cake, and then they left the kitchen for a second. It's gone. On the floor, gone.
The whole cake?
Devoured.
Oh, no.
Now, it wasn't that big. It was the size of like a banana loaf.
Yeah. Like
dish.
A bun, like not yeah. a bun cake, but like a long, long like, yeah, yes. Like a that. Little rectangle cake.
There you go. And left it a little too close to the edge, and Phil got it, got into it. And I was like, oh, my God. No. Oh, my God. So took Phil to the vet. They pumped his stomach. Natalia.
Was he starting to act weird, or you just were preemptively?
I just was like, I called and I said, this is what's in the cake. They said, you should bring him in. Of course, they're going to say that. So, of course, I bring him in. And I tell Natalia, I'm like, they're going to pump his stomach. And she's like, I think she was like, why? He didn't drink. Like, in her mind, she's thinking,
no, I better going to send him to rehab.
Right. And then he's not coming back. He's going to doggy days. Rehab.
Where they're going to teach him.
This is what
the
happens.
12 steps yes. to like stop eating chocolate.
Yes. I wish there was a real thing like that. I would totally send him.
Yeah.
But yeah, they pumped his stomach.
He's going to have to make amends to his family.
So he throws up, and he throws up. Not only does he throw up the cake,
a sock,
but he throws up little plastic daisies, like a toy, not a toy, but like a date, like a hard plastic.
Where did he get them?
Like three of them. And I'm like, I had to show the picture. I sent the picture to the kids and I go, anybody recognize this? And Natalia's like, oh, that was in my Easter basket I got from dad. And I forgot to tell you, he got into that too. And I was like, bitch. Okay, so
he got into an Easter basket and probably ate a bunch of chocolate in there.
Yeah, there was no chocolate. There was just like, I don't know what they get. She didn't get any candy for Easter. She got like a teenage Easter basket, I guess, from her dad. No candy, but plastic. But
just still have like, that thing like called pica, where you eat like rocks yes. and dirt.
He does.
And like
he does. He does do that.
Were there edible things in the basket?
Or were there edibles?
There was, no, he tore it apart. I don't know what was in it.
There must have been some kind of food or something in the Easter basket for him to go in there in the first place.
There was maybe something. She was like, no, there was no candy. I don't know. There could have been like a snack, a trail mix. I don't know. But then come to find out, the other day, he devoured Natalia's friend's Devin's backpack, tore it. Like, she couldn't find the back. She's like, I left my backpack at your house. They were looking for it. Nobody could find it. It was down the hall and around the corner in a like space where nobody was around. And he ripped it. He got into it and ripped it. He did the same thing to Sonny's backpack a week ago. Luckily, there was nothing in Sonny had like, I don't know, an empty baggie of nuts and like crumbs. So he smelled it, and I saw that part. Like, he ripped his wallet apart, ripped the backpack. I mean, this dog is...
He's a marauder.
I know. He's a freaking menace to society, to me. He's terrorizing me.
That's crazy.
Yes. So then they empty his stomach, all the stuff comes out, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm thinking, after spending hours with him at the vet... That was on a Thursday. Saturday, Friday night into Saturday, he comes in my room. He bangs on the side of he comes out of Sonny's room, comes up to my room, and he stands next. And this is what Phil's move does. This is what he does when he has to go to the bathroom. He takes his paw and he bangs on my nightstand. Which is like, bitch, get up. I got to go to the bathroom. That's what he said. Which I would love to know what he does when I'm not there. Who is he doing that? Is he doing it to Adam? He's got to be doing it to somebody.
Right.
Sonny says he just wants out of Sonny's room. and he doesn't know what happens to him after that. So he comes up to my room. So I take him outside.
Mm-hmm.
He's got diarrhea.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, God. And now he's drooling and drooling and drooling and drooling. And I'm just like, So I'm like, God. Okay, and give him some water, go back to sleep, Phil. He gets on my bed. Once he gets on my bed, then I know he's okay.
Right.
I guess he's feeling okay. So he goes back to sleep. So then I get up, and the top of my bed is all wet from his drool.
Oh.
So now I'm like, all right, do I take him? Do I not? Like, is he going to get through it? They threw everything out of
his. Was this today?
This was on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday morning. So then I'm thinking, like, so I call the vet, and they're like, well, if you want to be safe, well, we can't see him because it's Saturday and we're booked. If you want to be, you got to be, you know, take him to the emergency, which is the place they all know him by name over there. It's the emergency 24-hour vet hospital in Glendale. I've taken him there a kabillion times. They all know him. And I call them and I'm like, and they're like, well,
me again.
Yes, me again.
Guess who?
They see my number and they're like, hey, Phil. Yeah, right. And I'm like, do I bring him in? Do I not? I just had his stomach pumped. Like,
right.
And they're like, well, maybe not everything is, you know, know if something's lodging as a test. All right. Say no more.
Right.
Fucking fuck. So then I take him and I'm there and, you know, and then I drop him off and I'm like, can I just drop him off and I'll just come back? And they're like, no, you got to wait to talk to the doctor because then you got to sign the do not resuscitate or resuscitate. Uh-huh. You have to do that every single time you drop him off in case something happens. You know, you got to talk to the doctor. And do you want us to do it? Could cost from this much to this much.
Oh, no.
$1,500 to $2,000 could be your whatever. If this is.
You have pet insurance, right?
No.
Oh, Lynette.
I know. I just was talking to somebody about this yesterday, and they're like, why don't you have pet insurance? I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a scam. It
pays for all of that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
I just used it for that, for Peepo's having that little cancer removed.
Right. We didn't talk about that. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's talk about Thrive.
Let's talk about
because
Thrive.
Because we love it and we use it.
I love Thrive. In fact, I wore it this weekend. I love the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Like we talk about how much it's first of all, we always talk about how it cleans off nicely mm-hmm. and washes away
with just warm water and a washcloth.
Yes, just comes right off. Mm-hmm. No raccoon eyes the next day. But what we'd ever really talk about is the length of, I mean, it looks like I have false eyelashes on.
It's the best.
It is. People were complimenting me on it over the weekend. I love it. Natalia uses it. Love it.
I used to see it all the time on Facebook ads.
Right.
And way back before we did ads for them, and I was like, oh, I need to get that. And
I bought it.
Me too. And already loved it.
Yes.
So then when I got the first ad for Thrive, I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Already use it. Already a customer.
Yep. Already customer.
Yeah. It's really great. It's like the best looking mascara out there.
It is.
That's why it's like super trendy.
I love it.
And let's talk about the cause in Thrive Cosmetics.
Yes, that's the best part, by the way.
Yeah, this is their mission. They, as part of their mission, every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive, such as those battling domestic abuse, homelessness, cancer, and more. So you feel good when you buy their products.
Yes, exactly.
So you have to try Thrive Cosmetics to see for yourself. And right now you can get an exclusive 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/FCOL. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/FCOL for 15% off your first order. So, okay, so you leave him there, but you can't leave him there. You stay with him.
So I got to stay. And then, but you know, one of the things that since COVID that they did at the hospital is you can pull up, you call them when you get there, and then they come get the dog.
Uh-huh.
So then they go, well, you know, you don't have to, you can just bring the dog in, you know, and I go, I kind of like when I just stay in the car. You guys come get him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from me? I'm not going to do a surgery. I'm not going to pump his stomach. Let me sit in the car and be on my Facebook or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So then they came and got him and whatever. But
And is he pretty good at the vet? Like, is he just like,
he gets out of the car and he's happy-go-lucky, but then when he walks in the place, he's like, oh, hell no. And he sits there. He sits down for a second, like, oh, now I know where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
And then, but they are very lovey to mm-hmm. him. Come on, Philly. You know, they uh-huh. take him. And then, yes, so then left him there. And then, of course, they were like, it's a 4 to 6 hour wait. And I said, okay, well, goodbye. I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
So then I left and then, you know, and then went back and picked him up. By the time I had to go get him, it was like 11 o'clock at night on Saturday
So
night.
Did they call you and did they figure out what was wrong?
They were like, his blood work is beautiful. Everything looks great. We looked at his stomach. We see a little bit of tin foil, but we think he can pass it. By the way, he shit out a tampon that morning too. I forgot to say.
Oh
yeah.
No.
I know.
Wasn't yours.
No, it wasn't mine. And it wasn't the first time he's done that.
Oh my God.
He shits those out a lot. I know. Sorry, everybody. It's gross.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So there was nothing wrong. So you probably paid $1,500
well, he was nauseous.
For blood work and x-ray and all that for no reason.
They said he was still probably feeling the, you know, whatever from the other day. And they gave him anti-nausea medicine to make him feel better. That's what I really wanted is just give him a shot. Let him feel better. The guy's drooling everywhere. He doesn't, and also, when I feed him his breakfast in the morning, you know, that's the first sign they want to know. Does he eat? If he refuses food, that's a bad sign, especially for Phil. And that morning, on Saturday morning, I fed him his breakfast, and he just stood there and looked at me like, but he ate it anyway, because he's a fucking champ.
I'm like, this is weird, because Peepo will not... Like, she won't eat, but it's because she's being a little bitch because she wants different food. Uh-huh. So she'll go on, like, a little hunger strike. She'll be like, yeah, you'll feel sorry for me and give me, like, some cold cuts or something
right.
better.
Right.
Like, you got anything else?
Yeah, what else you got? I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm always having to change it up. I feel like a chef where I'm like, okay, right now we're doing kibble plus a little warm heated up broth plus some ground turkey.
They
like,
go. Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I like that for a couple of weeks. And then it's what else you got?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
What else is in your repertoire?
I am so jealous of you fucks that got dogs like that are so picky. Phil will eat anything, obviously. And then I was starting to think, I'm laying next to him the other day and I'm like, you know, is he hungry? Is he just always hungry? Is that his problem? Maybe his food isn't good enough for him. He eats vegan food.
Oh, why?
Because of his seizures, his doctor was like, this is a good, you know. But it's been like 3 years now he's been on the same food. Maybe it's time to switch it up.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think he's, I don't know. It's like, why is he so?
Can he have food with like salmon in it? Can he do fish?
I ain't cooking him salmon.
No, I'm not, but like there's food. There's like dry food that, and you can do salmon toppers. You ever hear of that stuff? It's like freeze-dried like salmon, and it flavors up their food really well.
Oh, really?
And you just buy it. It's called toppers. You just get it at like a pet food
place. I've never heard of it.
And you put it on top of their food, and they love it.
What the really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go get that shit.
Yeah, Stella and something is like the name of one of the companies that does it. You just ask them at a pet place, at like a Petco or whatever. Tell them you want some... toppers for the food.
I'm making a note of it right now. Toppers.
Yeah. I used to give that to Penelope. Again, she loved it for a while and then she like wouldn't eat it. And I'm like, well, it's expensive. I'm not going to buy it if you're not going to eat it.
Huh. Yeah. I think it's time to switch him up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not. And also, though, I give him a ton of treats and he gets walks. It's not like he's bored. Well, and maybe he is bored, but he does get walks. And then I give him bully sticks. He devours, you know, those things are.
He
devours them and swallows them before he even, I mean, he swallows the whole, there's like 6 inches left on it. He just swallows the whole thing. And then sometimes he throws up because he ate it too fast. He's a
My
lab.
My neighbor, Mitch, had a dog, the one I go for walks with at night. His dog ate one of those, like a rib, like a bone. And it got stuck in the roof of his mouth between the two like sides of his mouth, like into the roof of his mouth. Oh. And he had to bring the dog. He couldn't get it out. He had to bring him to the vet and they had to take like forceps
and
like pull it out of his mouth.
Was it
got stuck in there?
A real bone?
Yeah, like a real bone.
Oh. Yeah, see, and that's the other thing. Like, I can't give him the real bones because that stuff, I don't know, he throws up sometimes. And then, I don't know, he's just a pain in the ass. I mean, he really is like a toddler. I have a toddler at home. You know, the kids come over, they walk through the backyard. I'm like, shut the gate, because he gets out, right, you know. Right. He just starts traveling. Next thing I know, he's on Facebook. Remember that?
He's traveling van. Next thing you know, he's living the van life. Performing pet tricks in different towns.
The neighborhood, like, watch Facebook page. He shows up on it. Like, whose dog is this?
Yeah.
Like, that's my dog. That's Phil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's just a pain in the ass.
Well, guess what? A few days ago, so Penelope has been... So I think I told you she got her cancer removed.
No, you didn't tell me. And that was the... Did we talk about that?
Okay, so it did turn out to be cancer.
Yes.
Took her to the vet. I was so nervous about, like, I posted her lump on her leg and a lot of people... And I was like, oh, I kind of Googled this. Oh, okay, I haven't told you the story. So I Googled it.
Mast cell tumor.
And I diagnosed her with mast cell tumor, which is cancerous, and then got myself real worked up about it. And then people on Facebook were like, don't get worked up about it. You don't know what it is.
Molly had those.
Yeah.
She had like seven of them.
Yeah. So we bring her. We had an appointment. We took her into the vet. I took a picture of it. And they're like, yeah, you got to bring her in, have it like biopsied. So the vet... John took her. Then I had diagnosed her. Somebody else on Facebook was like, well, it could also be this other thing that I looked up called a histiocarcinoma or something, which is actually not cancerous, even though it sounds scary. But the problem is way more common in young dogs, like puppies and dogs under two. Uh-huh. So I was like, well, people could be the exception. Well, she wasn't. So the vet was like, yeah, it could be this thing, but she's too old to have that. It's basically probably this. He aspirated it, and he looked at it, and he was like, I can't tell 100%, but I do think I do see some mast cell tumors. He's like, I'm 98% sure it's a mast cell tumor, but we have to get rid of it either way because she's going at it.
Yeah.
And it was bleeding. And like, so anyway, took her in. Whatever, like a couple weeks ago, took it out with margins, and then asked us if we wanted to pay for them to send it out to a lab. Mm-hmm. And normally, of course, I'd be like, yes, of course, you know, but I was like, well, should we? And he's like, well, here's the thing. Like, it probably was cancer, but it doesn't matter if it was or wasn't because we took it out and we did wide margins around it. And that would be the treatment. Like even if it comes back and they say, it was a mast cell tumor, which I think it for sure is, he's like, it doesn't really matter because we don't do chemo for that. Like it's, you take it out. So that would mean you'd be more careful watching for one to grow. He's like, another one to grow in the same spot. He goes, but you guys are pretty on it anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm obsessive. I'm always like, what's that? Well, I feel something, you know? Yeah. Anyway, so that was that. And she was actually pretty good because they sent her home with the cone. Right. And like, I couldn't bear it. So
isn't it the worst?
Took that off of her right away and put one of those inflatable, like a ring around her. It's like an inflatable collar.
Right, like she fell overboard.
Yes. But she could still kind of get to it if she tried really hard. Yeah. So then we're like, where are we going?
Right.
We're always home. We'll just keep an eye on her and make sure. And you know what? She was fine. Gets the stitches out. Everything's fine until like 4 days ago. Oh, I'm like, God, she is really like... just scratching herself all the time. Like, I think she had this injection. She gets these allergy injections called Cytopoint. And I was like, I feel like we got her one only like 6 weeks ago. Is she really already? But she's got, and then she got a little hot spot on her tail. Mm. And she was like, you know what hot spots are?
Yeah.
So I'm like, God, man, she's really scratching. So like a few mornings ago, I turn her over, splay her out. I look at her and she's filthy because she goes in our backyard. If we give her a bath, she goes in the backyard and rolls around.
Yeah.
So, right. So she just gets dirty.
Right.
And then we put this, she still sleeps on the bed, but we put this big blanket out on the bed, and she sleeps on that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I look at her, and I'm like, there's these little black things on her, but it's like, I'm like, well, it's like dirt, but what kind of dirt is that? And I'm looking at it and looking at it, and all of a sudden, something like crawls.
I know.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, John, oh my God, something moved on her. And he goes, did it hop? And I go, sure did. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, that's a flea. And I'm like, oh no, no. Oh, I'm like, no. She has fleas. That's why she's so itchy. Luckily, it wasn't like a full infestation on her. I mean, right. That was the only flea I found. But those little black things were probably like the remnants of flea eggs.
Right.
This show is really disgusting today. Right. Sorry, guys. So I'm like, oh my God. So I call my friend who has a dog that I know has had fleas before, and she's like, I was like, do I have to take her to the vet for this? And she's like, no. Go to the store, get medicated shampoo, and then treat it like you have a lice infestation in your house. Mm-hmm. So go get flea shampoo. We give her like a serious bath with flea shampoo. We get like really scrub her down. She was like Harry the Dirty Dog. Like she was black, and then now she was like a black dog with brown spots, and now she's a white dog with brown spots. Right. You know, it looks totally different. So we do that. And then I give her some Benadryl, and then I gave her flea meds. Okay, so the problem wasn't giving her flea meds regularly because I'm like, where's she going? Plus, it was the winter, so like, I just wasn't really flea season. So I was like, well, let me hold on to this flea medicine. I have it, the NexGard.
Where you gotta push it.
No, I don't do that. Oh. I do like the ones they eat them every once a month. You give them, you know, NexGard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's like a little
I forget
chewy thing, and they eat one once a month, and it keeps the fleas away.
Yes.
So I hadn't given it to her because I was like, it's winter. It's not really that many fleas around. And where's she going? She's always on a walk with me. Right. It's not like she's out in a field. It's just stupid. So probably since the warm weather, she went out in the backyard, rolled around, and got fleas.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Oh, my God. I spent the entire day like – oh my God. So I took off all the bedding, obviously. And then I took the mattress pad. I took the duvet cover. I took all of it. I put one at a time into the laundry on sanitizing setting, 2-hour setting. So all day long, I'm washing mattress cover because I washed her whole bed and I sanitized her whole bed. I was almost like, fuck it, I'm just going to go buy her a new bed.
Right.
But then I was like, this bed was kind of expensive.
Yeah.
It's like a nice bed.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's not go crazy. Mm-hmm. I washed the bed in hot water on that setting. I washed the mattress cover. I washed all, you know, pillowcases, you know, like everything.
Right.
And then I got flea spray, this spray that's safe that you can put on your furniture, on your carpets. Oh. I sprayed rugs. I sprayed, because this dog sleeps everywhere.
Yeah.
She sleeps on the couch.
Yeah.
She gets on chairs. She's just like everywhere.
Right.
Sprayed everything, vacuumed everything, got the vacuum like attachment and was getting between the mattress and the upholstered bed frame. Like, I mean, all day long.
Yeah.
My house has never been so clean.
Right.
Like, thank you, fleas.
Yeah.
And then I've just been giving her Benadryl for a couple of days because
she's
still itchy.
Did you have to give her Benadryl when she had the tumor?
Mm-mm.
They didn't tell you to give her. I just remember when Molly had all those mast cell tumors.
Uh-huh.
It was like the one, it was constantly, Benadryl was like the thing to kind of keep it. I don't know. I would think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But. No, they didn't say that, but it was just because I think she was I think because she's allergic to everything. She has very sensitive skin. I think she was allergic to the flea bites.
Yeah.
Because her skin was still really pink.
Yeah.
No more fleas, and the flea meds make any fleas die, and I haven't seen anything else in her house, but she was still itching, and I think her skin was irritated.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor thing.
Aww.
Yeah, so we were both having dog issues, but yours were worse.
Well,
mine were grosser.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Phil shitting out a tampon is pretty gross.
Did he puke it out or poop one out?
He pooped it out.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And are you just like Natalia?
Yeah, because, well, her girlfriends come over and they leave, you know, the door open or whatever. Phil just goes right in there. And usually when Natalia's in her room, Phil stops. He is not allowed in her room. But, you know, they're in the kitchen. They leave. They go in the living room. And then the door is cracked open.
Right.
And he goes right into the trash can.
Yeah.
He's just
makes himself at home.
Yes. He's just an animal.
Yeah. Elvie leaves stuff like in her trash in her room that I'm just in her bathroom that I'm just like, you know, there's other people living in this house, right? Like, it's just gross.
Yeah.
It's like all my kids, their bathrooms. I always thought like maybe I'm messy, you know, when I shared bathrooms with the kids.
Right.
But no, they're pigs.
Yeah.
Because in my bathroom, in my room that was converted from the garage, it's like spotless.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
And you go into their bathroom and it's like, do you guys know that there is a trash can? Because there's just Sunny, like everything all over the floor.
Sunny can't leave anything on the floor because Phil will eat it.
Right.
So everything is in his bathroom piled high on top of his trash can, piled all the way up to the ceiling because it's on his trash can's on top of his counter in his bathroom. And then he piles Jack in a Box cups and shit and then just gets piled on top of pile, top of pile. I'm like, well, you know you can empty your trash. You don't have to live like that.
I know. That's the thing. You're like, okay, I buy, like, there's a trash bag shortage in our house.
Right.
My kids don't do the, like, simple chores. Like, it's Sadie's chore to clean the bathroom, but she doesn't really clean the bathroom unless I say, hey, can you clean the bathroom? Like, and then she'll be like, okay. And then, like, a few days later, she'll clean the bathroom. But, like, Xander's supposed to take out the trash. He never takes out the trash.
Yeah, never.
Any sign of anything like, oh, too much homework or he's sick or whatever, it's like, I guess that's off. Yeah,
that's off, right.
And Elvie, forget about it. She's supposed to empty the dishwasher. That ain't happening.
Yeah, never. I know, that's Natalia's job, too. I just do it
automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
And John's like, well, we should give her a different chore. And I'm like what?
Natalia's job is to vacuum Phil's hair. And then she's got to complain about it because he's not my dog. Why do I have to vacuum?
He is, in fact, her dog. Yes. I remember the video of you presenting Natalia with Phil.
Right. And she cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore.
Now she cries because she's got to vacuum up his hair. She's got to
vacuum up his hair. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right.
Well, this is a good show.
It was. See, now give Lynette shit for that. Remember when I would say, like, oh, that was a good show? People would be like, I'll be the judge. Yeah. No, I concur.
And we had a good Patreon this week. Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a private Patreon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tune in for that tomorrow.
Yep.
Kaylin, before we wrap, did you have any stories from the week, just that everyone's sick?
Yeah, everybody's sick, and Blake pretty much just discovered peanut butter, and Isla is allergic to peanut butter. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, my breakfasts are
oh, boy.
Just me worrying the whole time because Blake, I want peanut butter, and then I got to, like, separate them, and I've been giving them breakfast at different times. I'll give Isla her breakfast first.
You got to feed them separately.
Yeah.
And so she'll be eating, and then Blake will come in and go, I want my peanut butter toast. I go, just wait till your sister's done. And she just won't. She won't stop. She just keeps bugging me. And then.
Now, is Isla allergic to tree nuts? Like, can Blake eat almond butter instead?
I think so. I think she might be able to.
You should try that. It's like a lot of kids can't really tell the difference that much.
Yeah. I made Sunny an almond butter sandwich today. He didn't like it.
Oh, really?
Because we were out of peanut butter. And he's like, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. Not a fan.
And the peanut butter just gets everywhere. It gets over everything. I'm like constantly wiping up. It gets all over Blake's face. It gets in her hair. It gets on her hands. I'm like, oh, I just. This, and then it's I'm just nervous about it being on like a knife or something and Isla getting into it. So,
yeah.
That's been stressful.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does.
You got to try to find some substitute that she'll go for.
Yeah.
Sunflower butter's good.
Hmm.
Try that.
Never even heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. It's a grocery store.
Sunflower butter.
Mm-hmm. This is good. A typical guy. I know. He's like, I've never heard of that. You're like, if you ever went by the peanut butter section in the grocery store, there's like 10 different kinds of
where's the
clam? Yeah, I don't really like peanut butter. So I don't ever eat peanut butter. I never walk by that section.
Oh.
Trader Joe's. Yeah, has it. Ralph, any of the grocery stores. Kroger's.
All right. Well, I'll look into that.
Okay. Well, all right. Before we go, let's give a shout out to our friend Marin, who's got Sugar Skull. That's a small bakery and gift shop. Have you guys gone and checked it out yet? I want to know. If you have, give us some feedback. Mm-hmm. Their shop is on Kauai. If you're ever vacationing there, go to Sugar Skull. Otherwise, you can check them out online. They have an Instagram page at SugarSkull808. And you can get 15% off if you use the code FCOL. Also, you looking for a podcast for the kids?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Foggy Oak Fairy Tales. I just like the name of that. It's so like a cute, comforting name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See what's happening on the Foggy Oak Farm, as well as listen to fanciful stories to help the kids revel in the magic of the world around them. This is for young kids like four to maybe nine that will love this. What a great way to avoid reading a bedtime story.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn on a podcast for those little fuckers. FoggyOakFairyTales.com. Check them out. Thank you, Claire. Also, Basic Becky. Why don't you get a t-shirt with like your brand or a funny saying or a picture? I want to get John. I always mention t-shirts and then Becky's always like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Mm. I want to get John something from, did you guys watch last night's Succession?
No.
No, we didn't.
Okay, well, I won't spoil it, but Greg has started calling himself part of the quad squad, which is like him and Kendall and Roman and the, you know, whatever. Shiv. What's her name? Shiv. Mm-hmm. And then he calls himself, he's like, we're the quad squad. And they're like, yeah, no. So I want to get John something that says quad squad.
That's a cute idea. That's
to
good.
Make him laugh.
That's funny.
Maybe I'll get him a mouse pad or something. Anywho, go to justbasicbecky.com or find her on Facebook at Basic Becky. And you know what? Why not just do the last one while we're at it? Then we don't have any for Friday. Kelly is Wilma, our girl from Wilma and Frida. They're in Palm Springs and Palm Desert. They have freaking phenomenal pastries. Oh, my God.
The dessert.
Desserts are like insane, so homemade, out of this world. They also have like an award-winning brunch. You can get jalapeno cilantro wings, house-made English muffins, so much good food. And if you mention FCOL, you get like a mimosa or a latte. So why not?
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thanks. Thank you. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.